I got some pigeon callers on the line here. Why are we talking about pigeons?
Because there's been a ban on pigeons in North Vancouver. And so there's a pigeon community in Vancouver, and certain areas allow it. But North Vancouver, as far as I can tell, one lady complained about living next door to the pigeons, and all of a sudden there's some kind of regulation deal, and a lot of people aren't happy about it, at least the pigeon community.
All right, 360-733.
And I said, who is the pigeon community?
All right, let's see if we have some folks in the pigeon community here. Tim, we'll go with you for it. What's up, Tim?
Well, when I was a kid, I used to ride my bike back and through to school when I lived in Georgia, and this lady had this pigeon coop on her front porch, and I would stop by an older lady and help her feed her pigeons, and she had one that couldn't feed itself. It was a show pigeon. It had a crown of feathers that went over its head and hung over, the neatest thing you've ever seen, but he couldn't feed himself. So she gave me the bird. I'd take the bird home and I'd feed the bird by hand every day, and he would ride on my handlebar.
By that you mean it couldn't feed itself? So if you put food down on the ground, it wouldn't eat.
No, it would peck at it, but it couldn't feed itself. I had to actually hold his beak open and spoon the bird feed in there, and then put the gravel in there for the crow so it would grind it up, you know, like they normally do when they feed themselves. Okay. But he couldn't feed himself. But that bird would ride on my handlebars to school, fly up on top of the schoolhouse, and hang out until I got out of school, and would fly back down and get on my handlebars and ride home with me. It was the coolest thing I ever seen.
Because you're feeding it. You're the only way it can
eat. Oh, yeah.
Now, did you say it couldn't eat because of the plume of feathers on its head, or what?
No. The feathers were like a crown. It was beautiful. But no, it never learned to eat. It was weird.
I'm sorry. You don't get to be a show pigeon if you can't figure out.
I know. Now I know why that lady gave me that damn pigeon, man. It was a job. Yeah. She laughed at me every day when I come by. I was like, yeah, this is the coolest thing. But you got to feed that thing three times a day.
Well, you know, I suppose it'd be kind of like you can win a beauty pageant, but you don't necessarily have to be, you know, to name the 50 states to do that. That's not what matters, I guess.
That's exactly right. One day he just come up missing. I figure old owl or predator bird got his ass, or cat or something. He's waiting up on the schoolhouse. Excuse my language. I know I'm on the radio.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
I suppose that's what happened to him.
Well, Mike Tyson's a pigeon guy, you know.
What do you like about him?
It's just my first love ever, birds, flying pigeons.
What sort of caretaking's involved for them?
It's a lot harder than you may anticipate, you know. They all need, they have to have this serum for the medicine. Like, if you look in my refrigerator, you may see a whole conglomerate and dynamics of just animal medicine.
Really?
Animal medicine.
A conglomerate of animal medicine in Mike's refrigerator. All right. 360-733-5476. The pigeon lines remaining open throughout the course of the morning.